My Father's Brain by Jonathan Franzen. Here's a memory. On an overcast morning in February 1996, I received in the mail from my mother in St. Louis a Valentine's package containing one pinkly romantic greeting card, 2 4-ounce Mr. Goodbars, one hollow red filigree heart on a loop of thread, and one copy of a neuropathologist's report on my father's brain autopsy. I remember the bright gray winter light that morning. I remember leaving the candy, the card, and the ornament in my living room, taking the autopsy report into my bedroom, and sitting down to read it. The brain, it began, weighed 1.255 grams and showed parasagittal atrophy with sulcal widening. I remember translating grams into pounds and pounds into the familiar shrink-wrapped equivalents in a supermarket meat case. I remember putting the report back into its envelope without reading any further. Some years before he died, my father had participated in a study of memory and aging sponsored by Washington University, and one of the perks for participants was a post-mortem brain autopsy, free of charge. I suspect that the study offered other perks of monitoring and treatment, which had led my mother, who loved freebies of all kinds, to insist that my father volunteer for it. Thrift was also probably her only conscious motive for including the autopsy report in my Valentine's package. She was saving 32 cents postage. My clearest memories of that February morning are visual and spatial. The yellow Mr. Goodbar. My shift from living room to bedroom. The late morning light of a season as far from the winter solstice as from spring.